So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So, you remember Suicide Squad from 2016?
Oh, yeah, that movie that I hired people to kind of chop up, and then everybody blamed the director for how much they hated it?
That's the one. So, I was thinking we make another one, but we add the to the title.
Oh, that has a nice ring to it, actually.
Right?
Yeah. Suicide Squad, the...
No.
Oh, you want to put it at the beginning. Yeah, that's good, too.
Great.
So, is this like a sequel, or a reboot, or a soft reboot?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to take some of the characters from the first movie, played by the same actors.
Oh, very fun, and some new ones too.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of new characters. There's gonna be one named Blackguard, and I thought we could get Pete Davidson to play him.
People love Pete Davidson, that's gonna be a fun character.
And his face is gonna explode almost immediately.
Oh my god.
I also thought we could get Nathan Fillion in here.
Oh, now he's great, what's he gonna do?
Die almost immediately.
Okay, wow.
Michael Rooker, he'd be great to play one of these guys.
To do what?
Die almost immediately.
Okay, what is happening?
We'll see, sir. There's gonna be a whole Suicide Squad team at the beginning of the movie that just kinda gets wiped out as a distraction.
Okay, so like lesser known characters, and then you'll have more known characters in the movie too, like Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, he's in the movie.
So what's he gonna do?
Die almost immediately.
Oh my god, okay, does anyone not die immediately? Is the movie 5 minutes long?
Well, we wanna start the movie by sending the message that anyone can die at any time, right?
Ah, that's just like in real life.
Yeah, so anyway, out of that first team, there's Rick Flagg and Harley Quinn that make it out alive.
And what about on the main team? Who do we have on there?
Well, there's this one guy, right? And he's like an amazing shooter, and he's like a reluctant leader, and his main motivation is his daughter.
Yeah, Deadshot. I know Deadshot. He was in the last movie.
Nope, this is a guy called Bloodsport.
Oh. Okay.
And there's this other predatory animal character that eats humans.
Killer Croc. Yeah, I know.
No, this is King Shark.
Ah, I should stop trying to predict things, I guess.
You're not particularly good at it, sir. And we also have this other character who shoots polka dots and another one who controls rats.
Working for pest control is tight.
No, her name is Ratcatcher 2, and she can, like, control rats with her mind. And then there's Peacemaker, who's like Bloodsport, except he murders in the name of peace.
Who were you thinking for that role?
I was thinking maybe John Cena.
Oh, you know what? I can't see him in that role.
Because of his catchphrase.
I understand the joke, sir. I just hate it.
That's fair.
So anyway, pretty much all these characters have sad backstories.
Oh, okay. So I imagine they're each gonna have a tattoo on their forehead explaining that?
No.
What? Then how will people know?
Well, once in a while, one of them will stop and explain their past to the other characters, which I think you'll agree is a little more subtle.
I guess.
And so, yeah, Amanda Waller implants bombs into all these people's necks, which is the whole premise of the thing.
Sure.
And so she sends them all to this island laboratory to destroy this experiment called Project Starfish.
So what kind of stuff does the squad get up to on this island?
Oh, well, first of all, they need to go save Rick Flagg, because it seems like he's been captured.
Okay.
So Peacemaker and Bloodsport, they have this kind of competition where they go through this camp and just kill people in horrific ways, just extremely bloody and graphic.
Oh, so we're like talking like an R rating. Here.
Yeah, because this way we get to see some brains and spinal cords and say stuff like 69 and splooge.
69? That's the funny number.
Yeah, it is.
And the other stuff is gross.
Yeah, it is.
Very fun.
So they eventually reach this tent that Rick Flagg is in, and it turns out the camp was full of good guys. He wasn't even captured.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
And so Rick Flagg didn't hear any of the commotion?
No, he didn't hear the people screaming or exploding or the guard tower collapsing right next to him.
How did he not hear any of that?
Well, he was in a tent.
Oh, tents are known for being soundproof. Carry on.
And so we're also gonna meet up with Harley Quinn.
And what's she up to?
Well, see, since she's the most popular character, I figured she should get her own solo movie.
Well, she already got her own movie.
Yeah, well, she's gonna get another one inside of this one.
That makes sense.
So she has this whole big side quest and even a love interest, and she ends up being captured by these military people, and she's being tortured for info.
Oh, that's painful.
It sure is, sir. But then she pretends to be unconscious, and so she strangles this guy with her legs when his back is turned.
Well, thank God he took a break with his back turned while still within her reach, or that plan wouldn't have worked at all.
Yeah, it worked out pretty great. So then she takes out a whole bunch of military guys with, like, crazy martial arts and stuff.
Harley Quinn is better at hand-to-hand combat than a full squad of trained military people?
Yes.
No further questions.
So eventually they get their hands on this bad guy called the Thinker, who's been running the Starfish experiment for, like, 30 years.
Okay.
And so obviously that's gonna lead into, like, the third act where they have a big situation to deal with.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. So what color's the sky beam gonna be?
Actually, I was kind of thinking maybe we don't do a sky beam.
Well, we usually do a sky beam.
Yeah, but I was thinking we could do more of like a giant hive mind starfish from outer space getting eaten by millions of rats, and one of the main characters pierces its eye with a javelin and all the rats go in there.
We usually do a Skybeam, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So anyway, it turns out that Amanda Waller told Peacemaker to get this hard drive that proves that the government's been funding the whole starfish thing.
Oh.
But Rick Flag doesn't think that's very nice, so they get in a fight, and Peacemaker kills Rick Flag.
Very rude.
And then Ratcatcher 2 gets the hard drive, so Peacemaker wants to kill her.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for her to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy.
Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yes, because of an explosion, Bloodsport's gonna fall through multiple stories in a building and land in the exact spot he needs to be in to save the day without injury.
Oh, that is convenient.
It sure is, sir. Then we're gonna have a scene where King Shark falls from a building and gets shot point blank with a bunch of machine guns, but his skin's so tough it doesn't hurt him at all.
Very cool. How'd they inject the bomb into his neck?
Unclear.
And so this explosion is also gonna set this giant hive mind starfish free.
Uh-oh.
And so this thing shoots out little starfish that attach to people's faces.
And that's how it does its hive mind thing.
Exactly.
So I guess the good guys need to keep their faces covered for the whole fight, huh?
No, they just do it like once each and that does the trick.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, cause see, we're gonna wanna see their faces, so these little starfish just kinda stop going for them after a bit.
Wow, okay, so this hive mind is kind of a big moral dilemma to tackle, huh? Like, do you kill these people that are innocent, but they're being mind controlled by an alien?
Oh no, we're gonna have a little line explaining that they're corpses under the starfish, so they're already dead.
Oh, okay, thank God. So we don't have a sky beam, but we do have a faceless, soulless army.
Well, we gotta do some of the classics.
Yeah, we do.
So then Ratcatcher 2 summons millions of rats to attack this starfish.
Seems like maybe she could have solved a lot of the movie's problems all on her own.
Yeah, well, this is the climax of the movie, so this is really when they use the full extent of their powers.
That's fair.
And so, yeah, then Harley Quinn pierces the eye of the giant starfish with a javelin, and that takes care of that. And so they hadn't fired bullets at the giant starfish eye?
They did, but only the javelin does any damage.
Well, okay then. And so then as Starro is dying, he's like, I was happy floating in space, looking at the stars. Hey, excuse me, did you just make me feel bad for a giant alien starfish with a single line?
I did.
Wow, 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 wow.
And so, yeah, that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, you know? I think it's gonna perform great at the box office.
Me too, sir. So long as there's not some kind of seemingly unending worldwide event that causes hesitancy in people going to the theaters and also completely changes the way we release movies to streaming.
Why would you say that? Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.